For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. Foot washing. The ordinance of foot washing is a specific command of Scripture. The night before Jesus' death, he established the practice by washing his disciples' feet. He followed this action by telling them, "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you." John 13:14-15. The dusty roads of Jesus' day and the fact that sandals were the chief footwear made foot washing a necessary part of the hospitality culture of that day. A host would provide water for this to be done upon the arrival of guests, and the task typically was performed by the lowliest of menial servants or by the individuals themselves. On this occasion, however, Jesus had already shared supper with his disciples, so it was long after their arrival when he instituted this practice, clearly an observance that was different from the normal custom of the times. Luke points out that the disciples were arguing about who was the greatest among them. This attitude of self-assertion was in stark contrast to Jesus' humility and loving example of serving others. No doubt the disciples would have been happy to wash their master's feet, but they found it difficult to comprehend the lesson he was teaching them. When Jesus wrapped a towel around himself, as the lowliest slave would do, and began washing his disciples' feet and drying them with the towel that girded him, Peter was shocked. He emphatically remonstrated with the Lord, saying, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Jesus' answer shows the importance he placed upon this ordinance. "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." In closing, Jesus asked his disciples if they understood the meaning of what he had done. If their master and Lord demonstrated love and service to the point of washing his disciples' feet, then the disciples should be willing to show the same to each other. Foot washing was established as a rite of the early church. Some 30 years after Jesus established the ordinance, Paul listed several good works which he said were commendable and included in that summary the washing of the saints' feet. When Jesus ascended to heaven, his last words to his disciples instructed them to teach others to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, Matthew 28:20. That directive certainly included the ordinance of foot washing. Following the example Jesus set, we observe the ordinance of foot washing immediately following the Lord's Supper. It is not for sinners, but for the saints only. A real child of God will look upon the observance of it as a privilege. It is a time of great joy, praise, and thanksgiving when many heavenly blessings are poured upon the body of believers.